The Pierce County Council is likely to vote Tuesday to ban locations where people can inject drugs under medical supervision. So-called safe injection sites are part of a strategy called harm reduction. Believers in the strategy acknowledge drug users are going to use and look for ways to prevent them from dying. The idea is to keep drug users alive, even as their addiction remains active. 30 years ago, at the height of the AIDS epidemic, Pierce County was a pioneer in harm reduction. That's when a resident named Dave Purchase launched the nation's first legally sanctioned needle exchange. Purchase died 5 years ago, but Tacoma lawyer Michael Carroll worked at his side. Carroll told 88.5 South Sound reporter Will James how Purchase started the needle exchange.
His intention was to take his card table and chair and a sharps container and have a bag of clean syringes that he purchased and exchange them for used syringes.
So when you heard that idea from your friend, what was your reaction as a lawyer?
Well, I think my reaction as a lawyer would have been the same as yours, just giving it a minute's thought that he's going to be in jail within an hour after he sets up his card table, because it's drug paraphernalia and it was a felony at that time.
How did you and Dave and the other allies you made in this go about convincing the people in power that this idea, harm reduction, was a good idea?
Well, okay. You have to understand that the group that Dave asked for help, John Smethers, Dave and I had both worked for John Smethers, running a drug program out at Fort Lewis, Lyle Kwasim, who at that time was working at DSHS, they were networked. These guys were networked. They made contacts where they could make contacts, and I made contacts where I could make contacts. And Ray Fetland, who was the police chief at that time, a really intelligent guy, and he got it right away. He understood right away what we were doing. Dave could get a group's attention after the first sentence. He just had a way of making contact. He was the best extemporaneous speaker I ever met. It's just a gift. It's a gift that he had.
AIDS is a disease. It's not a homosexual disease. It's not a Haitian disease. It's not an IV drug user's disease. It's just a human disease.
Right. Dave Purchase made this video where he actually shows drug users how to boil syringes and how to sterilize syringes so they don't infect themselves with HIV or infect others with HIV.
That's right.
Boiling is the simplest and the best way to keep your works clean. Now, I know that 15 minutes can seem like a long time when you're trying to get well, but dead is a lot longer. Please do it.
So you had this network of allies who had connections and they had credibility. You had this video that explained your purpose in these really clear terms. What else do you think made your cause successful? What made you successful at convincing people that handing out syringes or exchanging syringes was a good idea?
Okay, so for people who say that what we're doing is enabling people to use drugs, I think that there's not much point in arguing the benefits of harm reduction. It's difficult to change their mind on such a thing. The people that I needed to speak with were receptive. The people I needed to speak with, that would be the city prosecutor, the chief criminal deputy prosecutor, the chief of police. It was just the right time. We're middle of a bad epidemic and an idea that is fairly simple. If you compare the cost of a clean syringe to the cost of treating someone for AIDS or hepatitis C, you know, it would be dollars compared to $1 million.
I'm wondering, do you see this push for safe injection sites, which are intended to prevent overdoses, as a continuation of the work that you and Dave and the rest did back in the 80s with needle exchanges, trying to prevent the spread of bloodborne infections?
I think it's a question of how many people can you reasonably expect to see at a safe injection site. I just don't think it would have much impact. The thing that makes sense to me is that the individual who goes there is looking for help. I think that person is looking for help or is open to help.
Michael Carroll is on the board of directors of the nonprofit Point Defiance AIDS Projects, which runs Tacoma's needle exchange program. The Pierce County Council will take up the issue of safe injection sites at its meeting Tuesday.